The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is getting ready for the season, and recently they released the 2014 Outlook for Commercial Fishing, which outlines the details of the forecast and how the department plans to manage each of the five commercial fishing districts in Bristol Bay. Paul Solomon is the area management biologist for the Igigik and Ugashik districts.
We're already fully into the ramp up, hiring and supplying and getting things logistically straightened out. That's typical for what we do this time of year. I start trying to hire my staff in January, and it frequently takes me until mid-May to get it done.
Due to budget constraints, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is planning on taking some sockeye this season as cost recovery. However, Solomon says the exact details of how that will play out are still being worked out.
We haven't actually dealt with the mechanics of it yet. There's a couple of different approaches that we might take. We haven't settled on any one yet, but we do know that we're going to go test fishing to basically fund projects. We're not calling it test fishing anymore. We're calling it cost recovery.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is making an effort to account for the possibility of an early run this year by putting in some of the counting towers early this season. Solomon says that includes the Igigik River towers.
First day's counts in Igigik have typically been either the 17th or the 18th. This year, we're expecting them to be on the 12th or the 13th.
Fish and Game is utilizing some grant funding from the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association to start the enumeration projects early this year for several of the river systems, including the Wood River, the Quijack River, and the Igigik River. Last year's sockeye run was early bay-wide, and Solomon says the peak in the Igigik District was June the 28th. While not the earliest peak ever recorded in the Igigik District, it was very early compared to recent history. This year, Fish and Game is anticipating a run to the Igigik River of 4.65 million sockeye. The escapement goal for the river is 800,000 to 1.4 million. Solomon confirms that beginning on June the 2nd, commercial fishing time in the Igigik District will be limited to a weekly schedule that allows fishing from 9 a.m. Mondays until 9 a.m. Wednesdays. Fishermen will then be able to fish from 9 a.m. Thursdays until 9 a.m. Fridays. The weekly fishing schedule in the Igigik District will end June the 13th. After that, fishing time will be announced via emergency orders based on the level of sockeye escapement to the Igigik River. The details of how the Igigik District and the other commercial fishing districts in Bristol Bay will be managed this year are outlined in the 2014 Outlook for Commercial Fishing. It's available at the Fish and Game offices in Dillingham and King Salmon. It's also available on the ADF&G website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.